Who am I talking to now?
You're talking to Rita Ann Burke.
And where you're from?
Originally from Sligo, but now living in Listowel in County Kerry.
The kingdom. Well, as a Corkman, we're sort of cousins. So, Rita Ann, you came all the way up from Kerry to attend this conference. What prompted you to do that?
From a personal point of view, I was thrilled to see something like this happening, especially with all the negativity and the depression that's in our country at the minute. And I just loved their ethos when I read it on the internet, that they're looking for an inclusive, equal society, and that their basis is really coming from a very holistic, I think, an integrated way. And I just love that all corners of Ireland are here, and that everybody's going to be really talking and really challenging ourselves to see how we can really change this. My real hope is that it's not just a talking shop. I'm trying not to be too cynical about it, but I hope that, and I think from looking around, that there's enough people here that I think there will be practical measures. And I think that what they're trying to do is get this groundswell of support behind them. I mean, to think that they could have nearly doubled the space and participation of people here really shows that Ireland and the citizens of Ireland want something different and want to change.
Do you think that the energy that will come out of this event will change the political will to lead on to change?
Oh, I hope so. I really do hope so. I think it has to. If this doesn't change our political system and the will of them, I really don't know what will. I think we'll all be buying our tickets and there'll be a mass exodus out of this country.
And you mentioned about the fact that you came all the way from Kerry today. From your circle, your work circle or your friends and so on, do you think that there's an intense drive for change, or is there a sense of apathy?
Thought a sense of apathy. I really did, because even listening to Joe Duffy on RT Radio, you hear an awful lot of people really angry and really wanting to see change, but it doesn't transfer into the streets. It's not transferring. That anger isn't coming. And I'm sitting there going, why aren't we protesting? Why aren't we out there just knocking down the doors of the doll saying, what are you doing? So I'm hoping that, and I think maybe today is showing me, yeah, that there is a sense of change.
Thank you very much, Rita Ann, the lady from Kerry. Thank you very much indeed.